With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. Weekly Weather? Blah, blah, blah. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm really befuddled by all the Gemini in the sky. I'm an astrologer. I sit here at my bright red desk on Sunday evening, and I talk to you about what's going to happen in the week ahead. And that's what we do here. We talk about it. We look at how to work with the energy in a positive way to figure out what we want to do. And we're in the middle of this big changing pile of stuff. The heavens are saying, evolve, change, evolve. And we might be feeling a little overwhelmed, or we might be like right in with the current. And whatever you are, the whole idea of this is to tell you what's going to happen in the week ahead and to help you figure out what you want to do with it. So this is the show for the week of June 9th. And what we talk about here is how to sail, how to navigate, how to work, and where to go. And so the week ahead actually has some interesting aspects. Of course, nothing compared to what we've finished with the eclipses being done. Thank you, very heavens. Thank you, heavens. They were done as of Saturday, yesterday. And hopefully you felt a big shift in the energy as we started that lovely new moon in Gemini, which had a whole bunch of things about looking at the past. And saying, okay, let me look at the past and understand where to go. And now as we move forward, we're now wrapping up Saturn's in its approach to its station. Jupiter's finishing up the last degrees of Gemini. And if we remember, Jupiter does not like being in Gemini. It means you always have to do everything twice or double check or figuring it out or, you know, do something and then do it again. And if you know that with Gemini, you just, you know, you don't whine and complain. You just go, oh, I got to do it again. And that's always a good way to think of Jupiter in Gemini. And so this week, the week of the 10th of June, we go forward with the Neptune station behind us and with the eclipses behind us and with the new moon in Gemini saying choices, lots of choices. Now this week, we still have out of bounds Mercury, the ruler of that new moon in Gemini. So you might feel that some of your choices are a little out there, right? But they're not. It's about seeing them for the inspiration that they are. And I think that's maybe the best place to go. What Saturn's been doing is he's been going back and forth between your dreams. When you were a little kid, between 4 and 11, and when we talk to little kids, they very often have a very clear vision of what they want to be. Now, they may not know it from the point of view of all the stuff involved with the job, but they have an idea. So this week, as an example, I talked to someone who's trying to make career decisions, and we were talking, and she kind of gets to this point, and I said, okay, this age, and I named the age, and she said, well, what I really wanted to be was an angel. And I said, okay. Now, she has a lot of Neptune in her chart and is a very compassionate and caring person. I said, okay, you wanted to be an angel. She goes, yeah, I like to pretend I was an angel and I would do nice things for people. I said, I like that. I said, that's your dream. She goes, well, you know, like you can't get paid for being an angel. And I'm like, well, it's not about getting paid. It's about following your dream. What's your dream, you know? And so we talked about it, and it, you know, and it helped clarify for her where she'd gone off the path. Not that she'd gone far off the path, but that the work she was doing wasn't satisfying because on some level what she really wanted to do was help people, and she didn't feel that that was what she was accomplishing. Another person, going back to work, we're working on some stuff, talking about the whole difference and how it worked. In her case, she really wanted to be a vet when she was young. And she said, I used to have this garage, and I used to bring all these animals home and heal them, you know, and take care of them in the garage. And she's got a lot of Virgo in her chart, so, you know, small animals, in addition to all the other work that she's done in her life. And I said, well, you know, you're kind of at a point in your life where maybe that would be, she's like, I can't go back to veterinarian school. It's like, no, but there's lots of ways to help animals. There's lots of ways to maybe help kids with animals. you know. And I was reminded of one of my other clients who had small dogs, and husband had left and was presented with a $350 bill before they would even look at the sick dog, and her kids were crying. And it was like, okay, so, like, where do people who don't have any money take their sick pets? And I said, well, maybe what you could do is set up something that is like a place where vets could come and do a couple hours of work, and people without money could come and bring their sick pets so they didn't have to get rid of the pet. They could take care of the pet, but didn't have to pay a ton of money, you know, maybe something like that. So she started thinking, she said, well, you know, I have a couple of friends, you know. Now, I don't know if that's what she's going to do, but the idea is to go back to what your dream was. Neptune is stationing. What was your dream when you were young? What was your dream between 0 and 8th grade that everybody said to you, oh, you know, you can't make a living doing that? Or, you know, is that practical? Or, well, that doesn't, you know, that'll never happen. And you shelved that dream. I want you to go dust that dream off and look at it in the context of your current life and figure out how to work it in, how to kind of feed the dream. Because Neptune stationed yesterday, and all summer long till November, he's going to be going backwards. And he's actually going back to the degree of January 14th. That we just had in, you know, February 14th, I'm sorry, Valentine's Day, where he was Valentine's Day of this year. There was something that popped of your dream, right? There was a dream thing. And now Neptune's going back. And maybe the dream is you can't be a vet, but maybe you can help the sick animals. Or maybe the dream is, you know, you can't necessarily give up your job because you have to put food. But you can focus on being an angel in someone else's life. It's a lot about how we choose to see it. And I guess that was one of the big things for me this week, was I have a friend who's a lieutenant colonel. Yay, Aaron. And Lieutenant Colonel Fish was retiring after 29 years. Everybody hears Saturn word there. After 29 years in the military. And Aaron's done many things in the military. Joined when she was 19 and helped pay for her college. Spent years in Germany. Worked, you know, her last big gig in the Pentagon was working on the Joint Chief of Staff's working for the Joint Chiefs of Staff for the chairman, you know, the guy who's in charge of everybody. And her job is to make sure everything gets done right. That's and again, you know, we know, of course, she has a lot of Virgo in there because we Virgo organizing kind of types manage to get things done. But, of course, because she's military, she's also a fire girl. She can just kind of racket it up. So she's retiring. So they're having a retirement ceremony. And she said, man, if you want, you can come down and see the Pentagon. And I'm like, ooh, I have always wanted to see the Pentagon. And I remember when I was a little kid, we went to the FBI, and they had us, it was before the whole America's Most Wanted, and they had us in the room, and they were, okay, now look at all these wanted people and see if you recognize any of your neighbors. And I remember thinking, okay, I have to really study and see if I know any of these people, I can help the FBI solve crimes. So the opportunity to go to the Pentagon, I was like, oh, I am so in. So I'm like, are you sure you really want to do this? She's like, oh, yeah, totally. And I'm like, okay, I'm there. So I canceled my clients. Thank you, the clients that agreed to be canceled. And I hopped on a train bright and early Saturday morning and rode down to D.C. We went on a tour of the Pentagon, which is really pretty amazing. If you go around the outside, it's a mile long just to walk all the way around it. But the building is designed, of course, in the shape of a pentagram, a pentacle, a five-pointed Venus star. And, of course, the government, you know, the Army gets a lot of money, which makes sense. But it's also there to help ensure peace. I mean, the idea of it is we're going to ensure peace if we're going to do it. Now, interestingly, the Pentagon got the appropriations for the money on September 11th, 1941. That was when they got the money to build it, which I thought was interesting. And then they built it between then and 1943, January of 43, when it was dedicated. But it's designed so you can get to from any part of the building to another part of the building in 7 minutes, right? Which is pretty impressive. It's got this huge courtyard in the middle with a hot dog stand and a, you know, like a little place where you can buy food and sit outside under beautiful trees in the middle of this beautiful garden. And all throughout, there's all these pictures and all these exhibits. It's like this big museum. So they had a big thing on Dwight Eisenhower. They had a big thing on art photographs that the military people take overseas that they post, like these gorgeous pictures. They had all these old guys, World War One vets that have now, at least I think all of them were dead, but they were just very Saturnian. They all were born, they had the birthdays, of course, I'm reading the birthdays, and then they had the death days. They all had really big Saturn fingers, you know. So they were very, you know, in service to our country and in service to Saturn, upholding authority. It was a really wonderful day, and we roamed also. I mean, I walked for like 4 hours, which I don't exercise that much, but it did make me realize it was good to exercise. The next piece that we do is we go out and we see the rest of the city. So when you're there, you get this vision of how does the world work. And, it, you know, it's a totally different vision than I normally think of in my daily life. It's not part of my direction, existence, anything like that. And the energy this week is all about seeing the other world, seeing the other side, exploring the vision you didn't have, trying it in a new way. And your job is to try the vision in a new way and to see it from a different perspective, okay? So if we watch the energy, what we want to do is really appreciate how it speaks to us. So the sun this week is going to go from 21 Gemini to 24 Gemini. We're in the back half of Gemini. Now, Mercury is out of bounds. So what we're going to do is we're going to have out-of-bounds experiences. Who knew I could get to see the Pentagon, you know? And I just had to take a train to D.C. Say yes to the out-of-bounds experience. Say yes to the experience that takes you past where you normally would go. Venus is out-of-bounds, too. So if the desire nature comes upon you, say yes to the desire that feels past where you want to be. Vesta is out of bounds. Vesta is your home and hearth. Say yes to the thing that moves you past your comfort zone. Ceres is out of bounds. Say yes to the thing that nurtures you past your out of bounds space. Because the out of bounds energy is very strong. The sun is in Gemini, out of bounds, answering to an out of bounds planet. And Mercury is out of bounds, and all the Gemini planets in the sky are out of bounds, and all the planets answering to Venus are out of bounds. So it's very out of bounds energy. Mars is out of bounds because he answers to Mercury, out of bounds. So try to live the different life. Try and live the thing you don't normally do. Open yourself up to the possibilities. Go back and look at the early childhood years. We're age 5 right now, where Saturn is about 5. He's asking us to think about those early decisions that we made, about what we were going to commit to. Saturn is in the sign of commitment. He wants us to commit, but he wants us to commit to something that's our dream. Now, obviously, you're not going to run off necessarily and go to vet school or become an angel or go to the Pentagon. I'm not going to join the military, certainly. But it gave me a very different perspective than I ever had before by doing this tour with Aaron and walking through this enormous building and seeing all these different representations of what our country has done, in, you know, because there was a whole section on helping people, and there was a whole section, of course, on the different wars and the different uniforms from those wars, and actually the time and the date that they signed the end of World War II was time. It was 2:41 in the afternoons in France. They signed that date, we're quitting the war. Date and time, astrologer's dream. But it was also understanding, it was seeing it from a different perspective. Gemini is always about looking at the world through two sides. And a lot of times we pick a side and we stay on it. Right now, the world's very fluid, full of water, wants us to be fluid, wants us to change, wants us to be flexible. So the sun this week has a number of aspects with planets asking you to see it in a different way. It aspects Jupiter, it aspects Mercury, it aspects Vesta, it says, and those are all out-of-bounds planets or planets that are in unusual positions, presenting different opportunities, asking us to see the world differently. Mercury runs from 19 Cancer, from 13 Cancer, rather, through 19. He enters his shadow degree this week, and I meant to do this before the show started, but I got busy, so I didn't, so we'll see. His shadow degree is 13, so he hits his shadow on the 10th, okay? So he enters his shadow tomorrow, which means tomorrow you should get a precursor or a prevision of what Mercury retrograde is going to be. Remember, Mercury is in Cancer for 67 days, and Cancer is what nurtures us. Mercury's in the sign of what nurtures us, but he's past normal. He's out of bounds. So allow that experience that maybe is something that you wouldn't normally nurture yourself with. Try it. See what it feels like. Maybe you'll say yes. Mercury has an aspect to the nodes on the 12th, meaning you're going to get some kind of invitation to try something, and there'll be a new vision that you're going to have coming in, because he's very busy uniting with planets all this week, even though he's in an emotional state and he's out of bounds. You may find your emotions run out of bounds. That's totally cool. Just kind of know that that's part of the energy, is past normal, not always following the rules. Venus, also out of bounds, 8 degrees of Cancer to 16. So she's going pretty fast. She's going a degree a day. Mercury's going to start to slow up, right, because he's getting ready to station, or he's entering his shadow. But Venus is still clipping along pretty good, and she's got a lot of difficult aspects this week. Same aspects Mercury had last week, where you got difficult news on Friday, maybe, or Thursday, maybe not such great news, or you had words said about you that were a little weird. Venus has those aspects this week on the 11th and the 12th, on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you hear difficult words or things that you're not 100% sure you really like, just listen to them. Don't take them personally. It is oppositions. It is squares. It's supposed to make you aware of what you desire. Sometimes by saying you can't have something you desire, it really helps you get clear on what you really want. And Venus is also working with the nodes of fate on Sunday the 16th, Father's Day, offering you a choice that you hadn't seen before. Mars is going from 7 Gemini to 11 Gemini. It's going regular speed, not particularly fast, not particularly slow. But he does have an argument this week with Pluto on the 15th. So he's going to be building up to the argument. Now, it's an adjusting aspect. It asks you to make an adjustment. Mars is in Gemini. He is out of bounds. He's not out of bounds, but he's answering to an out-of-bounds planet. Pluto's in Capricorn, answering to Saturn, answering to Mars, again out of bounds. So those two can have a little bit of an out of bounds experience, meaning not following the rules. When I see out of bounds planets with mean guys, I always get a little nervous, because what that means is it can very quickly escalate past what we think is good. So it starts out as a mild little argument about whatever, and then suddenly it runs into craziness. Okay, so you want to be careful this week, recognizing that out-of-bounds energy is through the end of the week, that you can have conversations, arguments, discussions that go past, in a negative way, the good. Right? Out-of-bounds, we can do really good. Out-of-bounds is a home run. Everybody cheers about the home run. We really love the home run. It's great. It's wonderful. It's fabulous. You know, score a run. Everybody on bases, get in. Out of bounds is also that baseball going into the stands 100 miles an hour, hitting some guy in the head, and they get carried out, and you still have to play the game. You can't stop and go, you love and dead. You got to assume other people will take it over, but the out of bounds can go bad, and when they're arguing with Pluto, you know, that can be a bad one. So you want to watch if there's a desire, if you feel them starting to pick a fight, if you feel that there's like an underlying energy, if you feel you absolutely positively have to say something or you're just going to die, you probably shouldn't say it. You probably should look at what is being provoked in you, because it's Gemini, remember. Gemini is the mirror. They're mirroring some part of you, right? They're afraid. You're in a relationship with someone who's afraid to commit. Well, you know, you picked them, so on some level, you're afraid of committing. And when I say that to people, sometimes they get really mad at me, but it's true. It's like there's an ambivalence, and what we are actually looking for, we often mirror. And I'll usually be able to explain to them why they feel a little anxiety about it. I'm not afraid to commit. I always get these unavailable people. It's like, well, you know, maybe, maybe not, but you're picking people that don't commit, so there's got to be a reason, right? You know, or there's something being served by that. Maybe that's a better way to say. Some anxiety of yours is being served by having people that are unavailable. This week is one of those in-your-face unavailable. That's why, because you don't want them either. And, you know, and the part of us that goes, but, and it's like, no, you don't want them. It's like, okay, you're right, I don't. You know, you're really bossy. You're right, I am really bossy. You know, don't even go there. Just own it. Sit in it. Don't fight back. Just kind of take the projection, see how it reflects on you. This Gemini stuff is very tricky. We have to think mirror, mirror on the wall. You know, who's the fairest of them all? Well, it isn't you. Okay, well then who is it? Shape-shift it into a picture. Get a different vision of it. And just do it quickly because, you know, time's a-wasting. Jupiter doesn't have a whole lot of aspects, but he is at the last degree of Gemini, so he is really into funhouse mirrors this week. And we have to just kind of honor that whole funhouse mirror energy of him. Next week, Jupiter and the Sun get together, but this week they're approaching. And so everybody, when Jupiter and Sun happens in the sky, everybody, it's going to be an orb, everybody gets a little narcissistic. There's nothing wrong with being narcissistic. Healthy narcissism is a good thing. So you may find, you know, you're not really too sure you really want to do it, right? But you're also kind of being presented with it as an option. You don't have to take the option. You don't have to say yes. I have a group that meets in my house once a month, and we do the birthdays for people. So this once we were doing the Gemini birthdays. And one of the women has raised two children that are not her own, and she's good, you know, good aunt energy, raised them, was part of her path, and it was Sun Jupiter, so the younger one is just graduating and going off to college. So she's got a Sun Jupiter, so she's like, I could be free. And I was like, yeah, you could also get two more kids. And she's like, what? I don't want to hear about that. I'm like, well, you know, Jupiter Gemini Sun, you're, you know, the last one when he went off to college is when you got this one. I mean, I've known her for a while. And she's like, I don't want another one. I said, well, when they come knocking on your door, remember you can say no. You know, there aren't any more babies coming. Where do you see babies? I'm like, I don't know. It's Jupiter and Gemini. It's understanding you're going to be presented with, well, if I've lost that new job, that old job, and I'm done with it, what's the new job? Jupiter and Gemini, there's always a choice. You can say yes or no, but you're going to be presented with a choice, and usually a choice of two. So that's the week. This is the week to watch because Jupiter's getting ready to change signs. He changes signs week after next. On the 25th, he goes into Cancer. But as he finishes up the Gemini job, he's going to be asking you, do you want this or that? What do you want? Your job is to say, well, I want that. Or I'm not sure yet. Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you and wait till Jupiter goes into Cancer and then say what you want. But you're going to be presented with options. Options are good when you're clear. When you're not clear, sometimes they can be problematic. So if you're not clear, don't take the option. We also have this week the first of three trines of Saturn to Neptune. Saturn in Scorpio is trining Neptune in Pisces. Neptune in Pisces is going backwards. Saturn is going backwards. I think it's the second trine. At any rate, they're going to have another one. They're going to be in trine all summer, but it perfects on the 11th, which kind of pops the energy and helps us see things we hadn't seen before about the structures in our lives that we've built, right? So I came back from walking around spending the day outdoors, hiking all over the Pentagon, climbing the stairs in this double-decker bus because we kept going up the stairs and down the stairs and up the stairs. It was multi-bus adventure because you can change lines and you can change buses and you can even get on buses that aren't really going. They aren't really the real buses, but they're taking you to the real. But it was a very Gemini-ian kind of experience. But we went up and down the stairs. We walked for hours. I came home, like, really energized. I had a lot of trouble going to sleep last night because I was like Little Miss Exercise Girl all day. And I thought, you know, I really do feel better when I exercise. I should really make this part of my life. Okay, that's Jupiter and Gemini kind of thing. And knowing that it does make me feel better, it makes my little Mars in Capricorn really happy. And, you know, most of the days I sit around in my butt talking to people on the phone, which I really love, but maybe I need to exercise a little more. That's the Saturn trine Neptune. It's going to talk to you about the dream and the structure of your life, how to change it, how to see it in a different way. We're in orb already. With Neptune stationing on Friday, you've already been invited to the new dream. So kind of go, okay, yeah, that's, I want that dream. Now, I don't think I'm going to walk for 3 hours every day, and certainly walking around my neighborhood is not nearly as interesting as walking around the Pentagon, but I can find something that substitutes or that helps move in that direction, right? Chiron stations, never a fun doing. Chiron is stationing on Sunday. It's stationing at the degree of 1350 Pisces. So if you have a midpoint at 1350 or in the middle of the mutables, Chiron's stationing on this. This can bring up a wound for you. And for all of us, when Chiron stations, he brings up a wound. He's going to go backwards for 6 months. And he's parking in this energy of Pisces, which is a lot about feeling that I'm sacrificing my life somehow. Your life is all you have. I mean, I believe in past lives, and I believe in future lives. But this life, this is all you have. And when Chiron stations, one of the things he does is he reminds us where we are sacrificing, sometimes where we shouldn't be. So having it happen in the middle of this week where you're being exposed to thinking about things in different ways means to me you might be looking and going, why am I spending my life on this rather than on that? You know, because this is not making me happy. If that happens to you, no regrets, change direction, go for it. Give yourself permission to shift the arrangement. Nothing says you have to stay forever. You are not in obligation to make anybody else's dreams come true. You're in charge of your dreams, they're in charge of their dreams, and that's what happens when Chiron stations. A lot of times we realize where we perhaps have been sacrificing ourselves where we shouldn't be, where, frankly, they don't really care, or they care, but they don't care. So when he stops on Saturday, that means this week has a lot of sacrifice. So listen for the word sacrifice. Someone starts giving you a rant about how they sacrificed so much for you. Kind of look at them and go, and what was in it for you? If you find yourself saying to someone, you know, I have sacrificed so much for you, look at what was the payoff for you, because there was something in there for you. You got something out of that sacrifice. And don't go making them feel guilty if they don't want to have that deal anymore. We're all negotiating new deals for ourselves. Jupiter's in Gemini, the negotiator of the deals, that we're going to put in place this summer. You don't like the deal, you can change it. Come up with a different vision. The other thing that happens this week, there's a lot this week, as you can tell, Juno stations, and she goes retrograde, and she's stationing at 19 Aquarius. So she's the renegotiation of the partnership, right? And she stations on the 15th. So we're going to feel her energy of reconnecting. So you're going to see a lot in the news about, oh, so-and-so got back together after they broke up. Go, yeah, were the underlying problems solved? Because if they weren't, when Juno stations to go retrograde, those partnerships are going to break up again. And our understanding is partnerships form to serve something, because that's what we're here to do. We work with each other in various kinds of partnerships, side-by-side, face-to-face, personal to group. You know, we don't work in the world by ourselves. We're all interrelated. But when Juno retrograde stations, what she says, and she's stationing retrograde at 19 Aquarius, she says to you, look at the partnerships you formed. Are they serving you? Are they helping you move forward? If they're not, it's time to renegotiate those partnerships, come up with a different vision. And that's the focus of the week. We also have Hygieia entering Taurus. So what that does a lot is it gives us a lot of throat and neck stuff. So that means the allergies will probably be up. But also just be aware of, if your throat is tight, what are the words you're trying to not say? Mercury's out of bounds. You don't have to necessarily say it, but you do have to think it. If you think it, it'll shift your reality because you've thought it into something else. You know, you've changed your mind, which is always good. Moon this week is in Cancer. And remember, you are allowed to change your mind. You know, I had somebody once who said, well, I have to keep the commitment. And I'm like, why? And they were like, well, you know, I make my word is my bond. I said, well, yeah, but the deal's changed. You know, if the deal changes, you can change. You don't have to keep you have to keep your side of it to the deliverables. But if they're changing the deal, you don't have to stay. That was the deal, was this. You can renegotiate your contract. And she looked at me like I had four heads. I'm like, well, why can't you renegotiate? So I want you thinking about renegotiating the contract. We're about to have Mercury go retrograde. He enters a shadow this week. It's time to think about what contracts you want to renegotiate. One of my students who's very funny, and she has a lot of Mercury in her chart, she always has adventures with her cell phone. So this week she dropped her cell phone in the grass in the rain. Right? So it's wet. So now she has it in a box of rice trying to draw the water out, which, of course, she comes up with these things. I'm like, wow, that's a really good idea, putting it in a box of rice to dry it out. I never would have thought of that. And then she writes, I said, well, Mercury Uranus, you broke your contract with the cell phone company. She goes, I did. You know, and she said, and I broke it last November. Now I'm thinking of going back. Well, Juno's retrograde. She's probably going to be going back with the company that she broke up with in November. There aren't a lot of cell phone companies. But it's understanding you can renegotiate your contract, and that's the goal, okay? 90 seconds, British lady talked. Moon is in Cancer, goes void on Monday night at 5:15 with the conjunction of Mercury. It's void all day Tuesday, which makes it a good day, but And then Moon is in Leo on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It goes void in the morning with a sextile to Jupiter. It's void all morning, goes into Virgo on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning, good. Well, it was Wednesday, Thursday, good. Friday morning, not so good. Moon's void. Moon goes into Virgo Friday afternoon at 12:20. It's in Virgo on Saturday. It's in Virgo on Sunday, going void with a square to Jupiter, which offers a little overdoing, but a great opportunity. And it's Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And the father wannabes, hopefully you make a baby and you'll be a father next year. You know who you are. And those of you who are fathers, thank you for being our parents. Thank you for being our heroes. Thank you for being our guides, for raising us, for clothing us, for giving us life. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And that's it. The end of the weekly weather. Talk to you all next week on the 14th, Father's Day. And have a great week. Enjoy. This is a week to renegotiate a contract. Think about the reality. Look for the mirrors reflecting your life. And just trust the process. You're right where you're supposed to be. And if you're confused, that's totally perfect because Neptune just stationed. It gets clear in a couple weeks. Take care. Bye-bye.